Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Uncles for dictating an endoscopy report on Rebecca Bryant, date of birth 11/5/1957, date of procedure October 27, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Jasmine Moran. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltzardio. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsy. Number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy, polypectomy. Indications, GERD, comma, screening for colon cancer, comma, dysphagia, comma, weight loss. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated or spare anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced its direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. Retroflex view was obtained in the cardia. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in the left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal examination was normal. Well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascendicolon, hepatoclusture, transcolon, splenocolon, descendicolon, sigmocolon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was suboptimal. Period. Boston bowel prep score was 5, 1-2-2, period. The right colon had a good amount of solid debris that was attempted to be lavaged and suctioned with some remaining, making the mucosa difficult to view. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, number one, unremarkable esophagus. Biopsies were obtained in the upper, mid, and distal portion to rule out EOE. Period. The Z-line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. The esophagus was widely patent. Period. Number two, gastric erythema was noted in the antrum. Biopsies were obtained in the gastric body and antrum for histology. Number three, duodenal bulb polyp, which was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the remainder of the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, unremarkable ampulla. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, one, suboptimal prep on the right, Boston bowel prep score of 5 with the right being a 1 and the transverse and left being 2 and 2, period. There was attempts were made to lavage and suction this area. Unfortunately, there was still a good amount of solid fibrous material and solid stool balls that obscured some of the mucosa, period. There was no evidence of any large lesions or polyps noted, period. Unfortunately, smaller polyps could not be visualized, period. Next line, diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp status post cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, diverticulosis. Next line, grade 1 to 2 internal hemorrhoids. Next line, in the sigmoid colon, there was an area of two adjacent inverted ticks that were erythematous. Biopsies were obtained in this area for histology. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology number two, recommend high-fiber diet with fiber supplementation, period. Next line, would repeat colonoscopy in 1 year to definitively evaluate the right side given suboptimal prep. Next line, given findings on barium esophagram, would recommend ENT evaluation for the right follicular abnormality. Next line, if there's no evidence of any abnormality on biopsies of the esophagus, would recommend motility evaluation given findings on barium esophagram, period.